Shir is going for a hey year when Simon Pesach Samach Aleph. We're continuing with selected common halachas which may occur on Shabbos, and we're going to deal with the halachas of toilish or kaitzer, harvesting. You're plucking off a tree, and now we're going to discuss plucking off this little plant that's in a flower pot. Halacha Samach Aleph. Klish is going to be if you have a flower pot, it grows inside different types of grasses, wheat grass or whatever, or shoshanim or flowers, a little night for beauty, or different herbs that you want to send full, you want to smell. Also, little you're not allowed to pluck off mimena from this little tree. Just as you're not allowed to pluck off a tree that's connected to the ground, even though this is in a flower pot which you can move, is movable. Still, it's considered mechuber lekarka, as we'll see. Even if it doesn't have a hole, even if it's atz shein nakub, if it's atz shein nakub, the Rambam holds that even that is deraisa. Other parts can hold that as rabbana, but it's also zakter. One has to be careful not only not to pluck off from the plant that's in the flower pot, not to pick up the whole flower pot off the ground. Why? Slachora not connected to the ground. The kivon shikshor ayin al karka, being that when this flower pot is sitting on the ground itself, mereyach ha'aretzu gadol, it grows, so to speak, from the. It has a sort of connection to the ground. From it says from the center of the ground it grows. It grows from that connection, whether it's moist, whatever it is. In Canaan, when you pluck it off, it's as if you, so to speak, detached it from its source, from makom gidula. And it's important to note that this is atzitz Nakov and Shein Nakov. That means whether this flower pot has a hole in it that so to speak would connect the roots to the ground if it wanted to go out, or is there a bare connection or not. The Rambam holds that if it's Nakov, it's Deraisa. Other parts can hold that that's also the Rabbanan, but it's also the Chein Maimon Makamacher. Or the other way around, if it's sitting on a higher place, on a piece of metal where it's not getting anything from the ground, also little, you're not allowed to take it from there. Lamida Lakar can put it down on the ground, because as we said, once we establish that it does have sort of connection to the ground, at that point, it's like you're planting and giving it a source, letting it take root, so to speak, and chayes from the ground. One has to be careful with all these details just mentioned. Bengshu, whether it's made out of woodless flower pot, whether it's made out of earthenware, Bengshu Nakov, whether it has a hole, Bengshu Eden Nakov, whether it doesn't have a hole, the bottom of the flower pot. Halacha, some ways we're moving to the Isser of Kaisen and Meichik. Also, Lichtut. What is not allowed to write anything? To draw a picture. Anything that can transmit a message or has meaning to it is considered writing. Afilu Betzboy, even if you're not doing it with a pen, you're doing it with a machine, you're doing it with your finger, and you're doing it with mask and shalash shulchan or different fruit juice that's spilled on the table. In which case it's ksav shen miskayim, it's not long term, so it's not the raisa, it's not the way it was. In the Mishkan, still you're not allowed to. Or sometimes it becomes powder, it becomes like a mist on the window, and he's writing in this little type of mist that's on the window, in the cold into warm. And in any such circumstances, even though it's not long lasting writing, it is awesome. Even to make some sort of sign with his nail, he's making something, some mark. You know, this is the window you should use. This is the till here you should go. Whatever it is, also it's awesome. What happens if it was a drip of wax? He was doing B'dikas Chametz, a drip of wax dropped into a sefer, on a sefer. Afilu al-rak al-oiz achas, even if it was just on one oiz, also la'asir, you're not allowed to take it off because it's considered like you're uncovering it and you're writing now, you're bringing into fruition a new marking and a new understanding, etc. Halach samachil, change also looks like just as we said, you're not allowed to write, kach asal limchak, you're not allowed to erase kol mashanichta what was written. When we call makar, however, oizan ugers, those cakes that oizis v'tzion, like they made a birthday cake, Mutal Shabbat, you're allowed to break it and then eat it. The Alter Rebbe holds you're not allowed to break it and eat it. Some Paiskim, the Paiskim are more lenient, not if you're breaking it and separating, so to speak, taking apart the writing, the meaning of the general word when you break it. Rather, you're just eating it. Derech Achilas, then that is Mutar. The Alter Rebbe is Machmer B'chla. Im Nasukim, let's go look down. If they're made for a school or for children, means you wanted this to be Miskayim, whatever it was, you wanted like a omelet to amulet, you wanted them to keep it. Yes, lachma wants to be stringent not to break it, even if it's on a cookie, for example. The edges of the pages, that means when you look at it on the side, when it's closed, there's written oisi or something to write down. Also, liftoyach, as kids would write on svarim, or different pictures or the like. Yes, oisim lepachim, those that prohibit opening it, are the sagam shams have been closed, because when you close it, you're putting together words, you're making meaning over there. You're writing, and when you take it apart, it's it's moichik. Yes, those that are lenient, but that is the common custom. However, that there are those that prohibit. Yes, one should be careful and refrain from writing on the sides of svarim. One is allowed to tell us. Now we're going to deal with offshoot of kosev moichik is the iser of selling the rabbanon, buying and selling, which is Xavier Shem Yichtik. So, even though you're not allowed to sell, you're allowed to indicate that this is what you want to take now, and he'll know that in the future you want to buy it, or you want to pay for it afterwards. You bring him your own kli, and you tell him, fill out this kli for me. Even if it is a measuring cup and it's designated for measuring, and even if it belongs to the moicher, which is a stage weiter, that this is what he generally uses to measure in, but you're just saying, fill up this kli, and you're allowed to take it if you're taking the kli itself. If he's taking that kli itself, not that he's filling it up in a measuring cup and then pouring into his own cup. Maybe how much more so if the buyer brings his own kli, please fill it up for me, then it definitely doesn't look like selling. It's coming, fill it up for me. If it's in a measuring cup that belongs to the seller, and you're going to fill it up in the measuring cup to a certain degree, even if you don't say how much, you say fill up the kli, and then you pour it into your kli, and you take it, that is also, that looks like selling. You're allowed to tell a friend, and this is not in a liquid measurement, so you tell him, give me 50 walnuts. You shouldn't mention a measurement, and you shouldn't mention money. And the Alter Rebbe says this is dafke if it's something that the measurement is known. Wine and beer. So let's say there's a pint or there's a gallon. You mention these measurements, so then it seems like business. If there's something that everybody knows the price, it's not like, you know, people go into stores, that becomes a going rate. It's not just for people to sell when they're measuring. It's a general way to reference to a bottle that has, you know, it has a liter. And then yesh matin, but ikash also maintains that it really be'atzim is asur, even though I've only spashed the medical that people are lenient. And it's spread widespread, becomes to be lenient. The Alter Rebbe still holds it. The Etzman is also. The Gamla Yasachesh Ben Loimer. I give this Indian. The way people refer to it is halach, and therefore the Alter Rebbe doesn't make mention of it, because if everybody refers to it that way, then it becomes always a way of business and more a random way of talking to each other. Abul Gamla Yasachesh Ben Loimer, a person, even if he's not mentioning, he shouldn't make cheshbon, he shouldn't make calculations upright. For example, Loimer to say, Haresh Yesh Rabbi Yadi Chamishim Egoizim. Now you already gave me 50, Tenli Oit Chamishim. If you give me another 50, then I owe you 100. I have 100 that you gave me. Because that already looks like business. How much more? So you shouldn't mention the lashon of buying and selling. That means I bought from you 100. Even if he's not talking about a specific amount of money, how much he's paying. But I feel tzeirich Shabbos, and all, obviously, this is, even if it's tzeirich Shabbos, you need for Shabbos. They akum also looking for Shabbos. Even through a goy, one is not allowed to send to buy on Shabbos, as we said, l'chatchila, the Alter Rebbe's machmir that the shlich is l'akam on Shabbos, and according to the days to stay raisa. But who adin meschir, same deal is in regard to renting, and as we'll see later on, also in hiring people. Halacha samachvav. Mutter loymer l'chaveri. A person is allowed to tell his friend, mal l'ekklesia, fill up this kli, this vessel, this cup, whatever it is, I tend by the Rosh Hashanah, or fill it up to me until this marking. Tomorrow we'll weigh it. We know till where it was, tomorrow we'll weigh it. That is allowed to be said. Just as we're not going to move to buying a building, just like you're not allowed to make even a temporary structure on Shabbos, you're not allowed to add to a permanent structure, even if what you're adding is only temporary. The Alter Rebbe said, the Alter Rebbe doesn't hold this, the Alter Rebbe holds the Tosfos Binyan, Tosfos only if it is if it's kavua, other than Mishnah Berurah holds as well, things from the Prima Gadol. Prat L'Dvar Mesiyam, aside from certain things, the Alter Rebbe holds if what you're adding is just temporary, just for the Zeitweilig, then it's okay. V'lochem, Pesach Shein Asa L'Knisa L'Yitziyah Tadeh. For example, now the famous example he's going to bring is adding a plank of wood to a doorway. Now, Be'etzem, if it's not nicker that there are hinges over here and this was part of a door, what you're essentially doing is you're adding a toisvis Ara, you're adding a temporary structure to a permanent wall, and then that's going to be closed from now on. So what will define it as a door if it's not connected with hinges? It's not just swinging open and closed, which that obviously points out that it's not, you're not building anything, and probably you're not building, you're just opening and closing the door. If here a person is putting the plank, yes, because it's broken, the hinges are broken, what is needed for it to be considered a door and not him building the wall, filling in for the wall? If it's not this entrance is not generally used for opening and for going in and out, Eli the Machoik is only for far-fetched once in a long time. Im Osloi Delis. If he prepared a door that right now is not swinging on hinges, it's just a plank. Tzir, he says, now he points out, Tzir, this hinge he's going to define, who shall eat a barzel, that would be made out of wood or metal. A boiler than it's sticking out of the door itself. They would put it in, and this is the type of hinge, they would put it in the bottom of the door and on the top of the lintel and on the doorpost on top, and they would fit this into the doorway. So this is not a hinge on the side. So that way, in the door, you could pick up and take out, etc. So this looks much more like building. And he says, obviously, it's the same din. That they connect hinges to the sides of the doorpost, that means on the side of the mezuzah or the other side. The fact is, it's a standing doorpost, the one that's vertical, not horizontal, and that we have the hinges that way. That seems much less like binyan. And those are, he probably described what hinges are. So there are two types he mentioned. So the etzem, this is broken at this point. So alak shaksharot lasham, he so to speak tied it and hung it onto the top of the door, onto the bottom of the door, little but to lock it. If there's noticeable that on the door itself there is still a hinge, even if it's broken and it's not connected permanently to the wall or to the floor, to the lintel and the doorpost. It doesn't have now a hinge, but it was. It was broken, and you notice its place. You're allowed to lock this door on Shabbos. Not considered like your mice have all been. Even if when you open this door, it's going to be dragged along the floor. And when you're closing it, you have to pick it up. And you put it down on the threshold, which mamish looks like building. Why? Being that it's tied, there's something anchoring it into the general doorway, even though it's not connected with the. That means you have a string. And that's connecting it to, it shouldn't go too far, right? Because he wants to use this as the way to open and close it. It's like certain windows that they have to the sukkah and they're like. So, and in addition, there's another hecker. But Gamias by hecker, it's noticeable that there was a hinge over here. Nika Shidelis, this points out and this signifies that it is a door, Lina'ila to Upsicha to open and close. But in Nikabain, it doesn't look like you're building. How much more so if it even, not just that you took, there's no hinge on it, but you can see the place from the screws where there was a hinge or that there was carved inside, but it still even has the broken piece of the hinge on the door, then for sure it's still considered a door and we don't have a problem with that. However, what you're definitely not allowed to do is put the hinge back, hang it on to the door itself. That means if it's sticking out a piece of metal and you hang it on, then in that case, the bazaar have a kibbeinah. It's important to point out, Stam and Sif Samach Alva, we're discussing a flower pot, that in addition to the issue of Zoreya and Toilish, Kaitse and etc. There also is an issue of mukta involved as the prima donna brings.